All right, we're keeping track of all of the news breaking around Al Franken, who's been accused by radio host Leanne Tweeden of kissing and groping her without consent. And now you've got a situation where he's asking for forgiveness. The Senate Ethics Committee is going to look into this. It's been referred there by Mitch McConnell. Al Franken said he's going to go along with that. He said he doesn't recall the rehearsals that they did, you know, the one where he kisses her, sticks his tongue in her mouth. It's disgusting. During a USO tour in 2006, he doesn't remember the rehearsal going exactly that way. He wrote the script where she's supposed to kiss him. So this all happens. And then he also said that he was just trying to, in the picture that we've seen literally everywhere of him kind of standing over her on that C-130 coming back from the USO tour, he's saying, you know, I shouldn't have done that. That was wrong. I was trying to be funny. It was clearly not. So he's answering a lot of questions on that now. Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel joins us right now to discuss that, all the fallout from it, and many other things going on Capitol Hill. Brett, good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here. So what is going on now with Al Franken? Are Democrats yet in a position to give him sort of the Roy Moore treatment, asking for him to resign?
Well, there are some prominent Democrats in Minnesota who've come out and said that this morning. But as far as senators, there's a lot of statements out of disgust and concern and process, you know, going through the Senate Ethics Committee. And I think, you know, that's a process that if you've been around Washington for a long time, takes a long time. It's some people always say that ethics committees are where allegations go to die, but eventually they get adjudicated, but it takes a long, long time. Now, you know, you have Menendez, who with a mistrial, and Senator McConnell has said that he's going to recommend the ethics committee take up that as well. Listen, I think the Franken thing, it was a story that came out of nowhere, and just an aside, as a Pentagon correspondent, I covered the USO tour and was on a USO tour a year before that one with Leanne Tweeden. Robin Williams was on it, and I was asked to go cover it by then-chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dick Myers. So when I saw Leanne Tweeden give that really detailed description, I think it was from the heart. I don't think it was from a bad place. It was legitimate. It was time to come out and say what she felt.
Well, being that you've experienced these U.S. tours, can you tell us in brief what that's like? Because she basically explained that it was the first stop on the tour where he forced himself on her, and then she felt like she kind of had to kind of keep it to herself because she didn't want to basically ruin the tour. Like, she had a lot of troops that they were there to entertain and take care of, and her thought process was, I just need to get this out of my head and focus on taking care of the troops.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are like six or seven stops. You go to different bases throughout Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're basically doing the same thing. They are the performers, and then and they do these long, you know, skits, and they do a long show. So she describes it as happening at the first stop, and then also I think what really hit home was when she said that she had listened to other people, like Congresswoman Spears, come out with you know, previous decades-long problems up on Capitol Hill, and said, you know, she was always fearful, Leanne was, of affecting her career by coming out and saying what she said. So, you know, it's a different world we're in now, and I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Capitol Hill and what we're going to learn up there.
Let me ask you, when we talk about a process, when we talk about an investigation into Al Franken, I'm not quite sure what there is to investigate. We have a picture. We also have him apologizing and describing his own behavior as disgusting. What is there to investigate?
You're exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, he has apologized. I'm not sure he fully, you know, apologized for the actual, what she describes as the groping and the kissing. He clearly mentioned the photograph. But then throughout the day, I think, put out several different statements of apology, and she has accepted the apology. That said, you know, what is left to investigate?
It's either acceptable or it's not. You're either in or you're out at that point. It's either acceptable behavior or it's not.
Right.
This idea of an investigation is just a waste of taxpayer money and a way for this to, you know, be blown out of the public conscience so that he can stay in.
Yeah, I mean, is there any penalty? Is what could be levied on him? You know, I don't know. I don't know what the options are.
Brett, I want to ask about the other case that's involved here, but it's important because it's related. Roy Moore tweeting yesterday how upset he is basically with Mitch McConnell, the way that he's treating Al Franken, because Al Franken, clear evidence here, Franken's admitted his guilt, and Mitch McConnell says, let's investigate. He's tweeting this, by the way, Judge Roy Moore. And then he says, in Alabama, there's zero evidence, claims Roy Moore. Allegations 100% rejected. True, he's rejecting them. And he's saying, Mitch McConnell now saying, Moore must quit the race. His view is there's a double standard here with Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, and he's running the anti-Mitch McConnell race down there. And in Alabama, that is an opportune thing to do. Mitch McConnell's approval rating is something like 27, 29% in Alabama. And I think Trump's is at 90-something.
Right.
As far as people who side with which side, I think that the anti-establishment play for Roy Moore is that he's sticking in.
Well, he needs it. Your Fox News polling shows that Democrats are up in the state now.
Yeah, I mean, 8 points. When a Democrat is up in deep red Alabama, there's something happening in that race. And there are 9 women now who have pretty detailed stories. Some of them have corroborating, you know, other people who they told at the time, mother, family, friends. And, you know, it is an allegation situation, but it's also political. This isn't a court of law. This is about politics.
Yeah.
And depending on the poll, he's trailing the Democrat in Alabama.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And there's so much more political dramas revolving around that race right now, of course, as Republicans try and figure out what to do. And I know you've been discussing it at length on Special Report, and we'll continue to do so tonight at 6 o'clock on the Fox News Channel. Thank you very much, Brett.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Nice.